Villagers along Cameroon's northern border with Chad in Nigeria have been holding daily protests demanding the military intervene in areas where attacks by Boko Haram have increased, saying in the past 3 weeks alone, at least 35 villagers were killed after an alleged attack by the Islamist militant group. For VOA, Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from Yaoundé, Cameroon.
The governor's office in Cameroon's far north region saw hundreds of people Monday protesting recent attacks on their villages along the border with Nigeria and Chad. Village leaders blame Islamist fighters with the terrorist group Boko Haram for killing at least 35 people in the past 3 weeks and stealing livestock and food. They raised money for villagers to travel to the regional capital, Maroua, to seek help from authorities. Local media, including state broadcaster Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV, reported hundreds of villagers protested this past week in front of at least 8 local government offices. They pleaded for Cameroon's government to deploy troops to protect them. Governor of Cameroon's far north region, Mijiyawa Bakari, spoke to CRTV.
Je voudrais vous rassurer ici et maintenant. Dès demain, vous sentirez les...
Bakari says Cameroon's President Paul Biya considers their plea for more troop deployment to protect villages along the northern border with Nigeria and Chad legitimate. The military said troops were on standby to protect civilians wherever and whenever the need arises. Moki Edwin Kinzata for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.